Welcome to the Fed Life Podcast with Dan Seip from Serving Those Who Serve. In this podcast, Dan draws from years of financial experience to help federal employees overcome challenges that every Fed can relate to. Join us for this journey as we reach, teach, and serve to help you make the right financial decisions. Now, on to the show.
Hello and welcome again to the Fed Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Seip. Additionally, I'm the branch manager here at Serving Those Who Serve and Lee Seip & Associates. And as I always like to do for my feds, I want to thank you for taking time to listen. And I want to thank you for your service. You simply do not hear that enough. I am super excited about our guest today. Everyone knows I love my feds, but every now and again, there's a story that is so awesome. We need to talk about it a lot. So for our listeners, here's a Fed Life riddle. What do cheesecakes, Ellen DeGeneres, and the last government shutdown have in common? Do, 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 do. Give up? Why, Nikki Howard and Jackie Wright, of course. They are the founders of the Furlough Cheesecake. Nikki and Jackie, welcome.
Hi,
Hi.
How are you all?
We're great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Oh, you know, I just have so many questions. But before I get to that, I got to tell everybody listening, y'all make the best cheesecake I've ever had. Just hands down. You know, I talk my way around that if that wasn't true, because I know this is going to be a great, show. But I just have to throw that out there that it is just awesome. And if you are eating a cheesecake that is not from Furlough Cheesecake, spit it out.
Say it, Dan.
There we go. Okay. Listeners, you may not know this, but I will happily say that I am a huge fan of the cheesecake itself and the two remarkable women here. And I now need to amend that, because Jackie and Nikki, I always loved your story. You know that, as it was relayed to me through the media episodes and a little bit that we've talked. And I love that. But as I prepared for this episode with the help of my lovely bride, I really got to learn your full story. I mean, we went back through the entire history, and I'm now a super fan. So yours is a great Fed story. It's a great human story. It's a great faith story. And it's a great entrepreneur story all in one. So here I am, super fan. Let's go. And aww. I need to tell all the listeners, they are actually in the Waldorf kitchen. So they are literally at the place where the magic happens. So since this is Fed Life, if I can, I'd like to sort of take a step back a little bit and talk about how you each chose federal service, you know, how you came to choose to serve the public trust, because that's really how this kind of bridged into what you do now. So Nikki, you're with Food and Drug Administration, correct?
Yes.
And so how did your path take you there?
Okay, so I've had a long road back to federal service. Way, way, way back, and I won't go dating myself too much, but I took the civil service test years and years ago, and that was my first federal experience with the Department of Justice. And I worked at the Department of Commerce for a couple of years, but then I left federal service for 20 plus years working in private sector as a human resources professional. And I was actually called back to federal service, which is hilarious. I worked as a contractor, again, in human resources for the Food and Drug Administration, and was able to then transition back as a federal employee, and was only in federal service for 3 years before the furlough.
Gotcha. So total years in service for you were about how many?
7 total, if you count the ins and outs before I came back for those.
Okay. And Jackie, you were Department of Justice, correct?
Yes, I was with the Department of Justice. In May, it would have been 21 years.
Wow.
I know, right? But like my journey, my sister, you know, I took the test, the civil service test way back in the day. And my very first job was actually at the age of 16 or 17, I was a senior in high school, and my first job was with the Library of Congress. So our dad is a retired federal employee, so that's right. our family history is definitely pro-fed. Yes.
you know, that's really awesome that you and your family in general have been part of serving the public trust. You know, it's, you know how I feel about that with what we've done building things here at Serving Those Who Serve to make sure we take care of all the folks who make that commitment. But now let's fast forward, and it's December 22nd, 2018. And midnight, that would become the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. So you woke up on the 23rd. Nikki, what were your thoughts?
So you hear all the time about appropriations and about budgets. And so I guess I didn't really think that the furlough was going to last a significant amount of time. Sure. But we were definitely cautious in that it's right before Christmas. And we had plans for our families. Sure. And Sissy and I decided we were just going to go ahead and continue with our plans. We were going to go ahead and we weren't going to penalize our children, our husbands, our families because of something that was out of our control. So we went on the 23rd with plans, you know, enjoyed being together. And as the time ticked forward, then that's when, you know, we really started to be a little cautionary and try to figure out what we were going to do next.
Sure. And Jackie, did you, at that moment, did you have any thought that you might not return to federal service or might leave before your retirement age?
Oh my gosh, never. I never ever thought that I would leave before retirement in that moment, in that space. Literally, we were trying to get through the holidays, but just kind of thought it would be an extended holiday break.
Sure.
But not anything that would require us to have to make adjustments financially.
Yeah. And I can tell you, I remember the 22nd vividly. And you know, my wife was there with me and she could tell that there was something. And she asked me what was going on. And I said, you know, of all the rotten times to do this, I said, all I can see is your dad, you know, as a 30 something with four little girls in the house. And he's coming home not knowing, you know, what, when he's going to be working again for Christmas. So, you know, here's my one place I'm going to do a rant. You know, feel free, listeners, to share this with both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. Knock off the nonsense. Okay, you disagree about stuff. Don't hurt the people that work for you. Just knock it off. So, yeah. Sorry, rant over.
Amen.
So, 8 days later, you were together for New Year's Eve. And Nikki, you brought a cheesecake. Jackie, would you tell the folks listening what happened next?
Thank you for letting me tell this story, Dan. So that cheesecake, not just any cheesecake, she brought a sweet potato cheesecake, four of them that she donated to the church. And honestly, I had no idea that she was making cheesecake. I didn't even know it was hers when she said she was going to send it home with me because I was drooling over it while I was sitting on the table. But it was so good. And I really couldn't fuss. I wanted to fuss. I'm big sister and say, why on earth of all things to donate? Why would you pick an expensive cheesecake? I really wanted to fuss, but it was just so pretty. I couldn't fuss. I could tell she put a lot of effort in it. But the taste of that cheesecake when I got home with a pot of coffee the next morning with our mom was more than I expected. I've had her cheesecake before, but little did I know she was perfecting this recipe, having her own family taste and retaste and retaste until she got it exactly like she wanted it. And I tell you, the ingredient that's missing that people can't see on the label is the love and sacrifice she put into that cheesecake. It's still there. And it's just so amazing.
I believe that. And now, because I really went through all of your Facebook and your videos and everything else. So number one, I do know the part of the story, Jackie, where you were prepared because you had a fork in the car when...
yes, that did your research, Dan.
Well, no, because I got to tell a tale of myself later. So this is going to come back. So you'll get a chance on that with me. But I want to jump over that to when you were sharing cheesecake with your mother the next day. And so she tasted it and loved it. And what did she say?
Yeah, well, it was actually our mother when she said, when she tasted the cheesecake. My sister Nikki didn't call us for a while. We got through like most of the cheesecake, a pot of coffee. We were watching a movie when she called. So then mom said, telling her, oh, girl, it's just so good. You put your foot in it. Oh, is that a good crust? You know, what is that? I was asking about the crust. We were lost in the taste. And mm-hmm. then our mom said, oh, it's just so good. You can smell it. In her same voice of the accolades. And then I sat up straight in my pajamas. I said, Sissy, why don't we sell it? And she said, girl, I'm on furlough. I said, let's call it the furlough cheesecake. And that literally was how the conversation went.
And so the idea was born. And now here, listeners, you know, I hope I can give this the proper awe and respect, because the idea was born on January 1st. On January 3rd, a Facebook page with logo was up. Because, no, I mean, that's not just, hey, this is a nice idea, this will be fun to do. That is a level of focus and commitment and drive that is just really awe-inspiring. I love these types of stories. And then a little bit later, there's a live video launch, and I want to talk about that a little bit. But what really struck me is at that precise moment, you called your federal careers a blessing, even though you had the furlough, and you shared really from your heart, and I felt it watching it, and I know where you are now, the impact of the furlough, how it's up in the thing, people think it's up in the sky and it comes down. Can you just share a teeny bit about what it felt like to tell that story, you know, live on Facebook?
Wow. That's a great question.
It is.
So, you know, returning back, this is Nikki, returning back to federal service after having been gone for so long and meeting wonderful people and understanding the mission of my agency, I loved my job. Mm-hmm. And then to wake up and be told that I can't go to work, mm-hmm. you know, you're used, I guess, to life slapping you with the idea that you can't maybe do some extracurricular activities. You might miss an event, but I'm missing work.
Sure.
And so, you know, it was pretty surreal knowing that I couldn't go to work, knowing that bills were mounting, knowing Absolutely. That my daughter was going back to school in a few weeks and I needed to pay tuition, mm-hmm. and knowing that it wasn't just me. It was our community. It was friends. It was family. It Very was true. Affecting a lot of people, and not just federal employees, everyone who services the federal government. Mm-hmm. Well, not everyone, but a great majority of people were really affected. And,
sure.
it was pretty surreal. And I felt blessed to be in the space that we were in with family and support, knowing that we were going to try to figure something out. However, my mind was thinking about all those people who couldn't and didn't.
Sure. So as far as that video, when we first made that announcement, I'm going to tell you, I was excited, but I was also petrified at the same time.
Gotcha.
Putting it out there, you know. We didn't know what we were doing. I know you laughed at that first video, Dan.
Yeah,
because it was so, we didn't know what we were doing. Her daughters were giving us cues. And I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, what are people going to say? We are making cheesecakes, really? But I was nervous and I was excited at the same time. And the first responses that we got, you know, our whopping first 10 orders, you know, they're like, woohoo, you know, our friends from out of town in Indiana and, you know, different places in the area too. But I was nervous that people would look at us and go, what are you doing?
Right.
Sure. And then, you know, the other thing, I just got a comment on this, because the other thing I noticed is that Deja was tagging, you know, Turney Perkins from Fox 5, Trevor Noah, Steve Harvey, and you had people in the background, you know, directing you to respond live and telling the viewers mm-hmm. to share. Mm-hmm. And the big thing that hit me in that one also was that you officially launched to bless folks with cheesecake. And I'm telling you, there's wow. a lot of great blessings in life, but cheesecake is definitely one of the top ones.
So, oh, my.
So bless you for blessing us with that.
Yes.
And then here we go, because this happens all the time. 5 days later, you're on WJLA TV. Oh, how did that come about?
That was me and Sissy sitting down and trying to figure out how we wanted to introduce our idea to media. We actually, on the 3rd of January, sat down and did an email, and I sent it to some folk that I knew in the radio business and got crickets. And so then I said, you know, let me take this same message, copy and paste it, and I went on the internet and just start Googling for email addresses. And I started with print, and nobody really responded to that. Then I said, okay, now I'm doing TV. Went to WJLA, sent it to a generic box. I think it was Tips, and got a call back before I could even really stand up and go get some water. It said, oh, we're on our way to your house right now. And my sissy at the time was in St. Mary's County, and I'm in Prince George's over by the harbor. She had to come all the way over there to meet this news crew. So it was literally just us taking our story and sending it out to media and hoping that someone would respond, not knowing any person in television. We just literally sent it to boxes.
So that would explain why a day later you're on NBC.
I did get a chance to send it to NBC after WJLA, but that literally was it. WJLA and NBC. CNN contacted us days later. We didn't do that one.
Right.
And folks who are listening, there's more. So on January the 11th, so they're in studio with WPGC Radio. They've got a huge article on Money.com with video. And, oh, wait, what? Oh, Breonna Keeler from CNN, because that stuff happens all the time on the same day. And Breonna Keeler says the best cheesecake by far is made by angels, because why not?
Oh, holy mackerel.
I know. Wait, but listen, man, there's so much. We went to CNN and recorded the day before.
Okay.
And we thought we were going to be on live, but then there was a breaking news by the administration. So we got kicked to the following day. We had no idea what she was going to say. We left the cheesecake with her and went home.
Good move. Good move.
Yep. So when we were home and we watched it, I was at Jackie's house. We watched the video together when she said that. I'm telling you, I think my head must have hit the ceiling because I jumped so high and we both screamed because we had no idea that she tasted it nor that she loved it like she did.
Oh, well, she loved it a lot. So at this point, though, so some amazing stuff has happened. You definitely put bread out on the water and it came back. So at this point, the plan is still to return to work when the shutdown ends, right?
Yes.
Okay. So a mere 7 days later, for our listeners, I have two words. L. Len. So tell us about that.
So Dan, my girls, while we were in the kitchen cooking, they sent a message, my oldest daughter, to Ellen. And I think on the website, there is a send us a, there's a button to click to send information. So she sent information about what her mommy and auntie were doing. They then contacted her back. It was less than an hour, maybe 20 or so minutes later, getting more information so they can call us. So we were in the kitchen and my phone rang and my youngest daughter, Deja, says, Mom, you need to answer your phone. And lo and behold, it was the Ellen Show. And we lost it.
Actually, listening audience, Google furlough cheesecake Ellen. Watch that video. It is awesome. If you ever want to see pure, unbridled happiness erupt on a screen. So did you suspect or know before you went on air that Ellen might buy a cheesecake?
No, we did not. We were just two girls in the midst of this furlough. And, we wanted to help encourage people and tell people our story. We hoped, there's always hope in the air that we would be able to get her a cheesecake, but we had no idea.
So I'm guessing Ellen buying one for $20,000 was a big surprise.
My gosh, that was bizarre. And I mean, it's so embarrassing when I go back and look at us in this video. My sister looks
that's not embarrassing at all. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but I just look so goofy. I mean, and it's just like, what we really honestly were just totally blown away. We could not have planned this thing if we tried to plan it this good. We really could not.
I believe you. So I'm guessing you saw a bump in orders after the episode.
Oh my. Yes. So we went from 10 to 100 to 1,000 when we got to CNN, yep, to close to 5,000 orders in less, wow, than a month.
Okay. Take that, Shark Tank.
Yes.
So at this point, primarily you had the two varieties, original awesomeness and sweet potato sensational, right?
You love it.
Okay. And as if this wasn't enough, Huffington Post picked it up somewhere around there, right? So you're double national.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it got to the point where the orders were coming in. We're so busy cooking, baking, trying to fulfill that we didn't even know where the story was at a certain point. My girls were trying to help manage that. But now our focus shifted to making sure we were quickly getting a quality product out to our customers.
Gotcha. And so, again, you can't see this coming. You know, me going through the history, 9 days later, you have a big meeting with Mahesh Dellinger from Bind Your Business with Mahesh on the Oprah Network. Tell us a little bit about that. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was like another miracle that came up. She contacted us, loved our story, and wanted to mentor us and flew us to Texas and met with me. We were sitting there like, oh my gosh, what is happening? She had a camera crew there and we're like, what is going on? She brings on the line Miss Keena Thomas from Walmart, uh-huh, who reacted to us like a fan, like, oh my gosh. And this woman,
okay, you
got
to be used to that by now. You just have to be used to that. I mean, you turn people into fans.
I'm sorry.
So Mahesha gets Keena Thomas on and she's a fan.
Yes. And she's a fan and she goes like, oh my gosh, I love you guys. And we're looking like Keena loves us. And she invites us to come to Arkansas to present our cheesecake to Walmart.
Wow.
Right.
That's amazing. But somehow you still managed to have something huge happen the next day because Ellen taste your cheesecake on the air. And she said what?
Okay. So I'm still months and months later reeling over Ellen's reaction.
Yep.
She literally, if we watched it a million times, slowed it down, the way she almost, it's like she almost did a double take, like,
yes,
wait a minute, this is really good.
She was surprised what hit her tongue.
I mean, and we got the inside scoop that after she loved it, and said our names. Now, mind you, that's the third time she said Nikki and Jackie or Jackie and Nikki. So when she said it that time, she told the people there that they better not eat her cheesecake while she was on air.
And oh,
she
good.
She went back to taste it in between segments.
Yes.
So she really did like cheesecake. So yeah, we were excited. The producers called us afterwards. Super, super excited because now Ellen's my best friend and she absolutely loves our cheesecake.
And as well she should. So listeners, I have to say at this point, because I got to keep you on this timeline because it's stunning. So this has to be one of the most amazing examples of hard work, grassroots marketing I've ever seen. So ladies, congrats to you and your team. Now, here we are on the 28th. You're up and running. You're in a full commercial kitchen, right?
Yes.
But I don't want this to get lost. On the 25th, the furlough ended. So Monday, you're back at your posts. So you have 4 full-time jobs between the two of you now.
I know, right?
I know.
About like weird. About 24.
So what were you thinking?
Get me out of here. So, get me back in the kitchen.
Yes. What we knew we were going to do was continue our business at this point. We literally, Cece and I talked how many times a day? We were together and talked.
I don't even know.
Constantly.
We didn't go. We went in there long enough to get our back pay.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But we were focused on the business at that point.
and thank God. I was blessed to be able to go in and out of my position at FDA and bring them some cheesecake and hug my coworkers. And, you know, they were really proud and really inspired. And my supervisors, they were absolutely wonderful. So, it was bittersweet, but we knew that cheesecake was a calling.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And, you know, you were blessed with a lot of orders. So I want to go, you know, kind of quickly through some of the things that were starting to pop here, because, at the end of that month, you had two more big articles on the 29th and the 31st. And on February 5th, USPS actually sent people in to help you ship, correct?
Oh, yeah. They did. Bless their hearts. I mean, it started at the carrier level, honestly, that actually came, brought boxes to the house. Every time he took a run past the house, he brought boxes for us. It took a minute for us to really figure out exactly how we're doing this mailing thing. But in the very beginning, yes, USPS are hands on. They were right there in my kitchen.
Awesome.
Actually helping us to put this together. And then later here in the kitchen, in the commercial kitchen, helping us as well.
That's awesome. And then February 16th, you had your first bake-a-thon. And why don't you tell folks a little bit about what went into that?
But where we put an APB out to family and friends to assist us. We realized very quickly that we had to do some unconventional things in order to be able to fulfill all of these orders. So we were blessed with a kitchen and a company who said, come on, you can use our bakery. And that was
that's great.
Baked in Baltimore,
yes.
The home of the DC sweet potato cake.
Yep.
April Richardson gave us a call. These folks gave us keys to their space.
They did not
give
us keys for us.
They really loved our story and trusted us as humans, which doesn't happen often. You just genuinely trust somebody and allowed us to come in. Now, mind you, we went from being able to cook 8 at a time to 16 at a time to 48 at a time. And now at Baltimore, we could cook 300 cheesecakes.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. So I know from Facebook, on March 7th, it was Cheesecake Forever.
That's right.
Yeah. But then March 11th, something happened that was a little bit of a setback.
On March 7th?
March 11th.
March the 11th.
Yeah, Nikki, you had something with your back?
Is that the day?
Yeah.
That's the day I took it.
The day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how long were you out? Because you're kind of in the thick of this.
Five minutes.
I was about to say, Dan, long enough for me to record that video. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to keep on moving. One thing I did learn is that you still have to pause and take care of yourself. And I did work. We all did. But my body really got mad at me. And so my back rebelled. And so me walking and standing, it just became so laborsome. So Sissy took me to the emergency room. But thank you, God.
Do you know she tried to catch the Uber, the emergency room?
Well, that's because I knew you were going to be
weak. Okay, so you're tough, too.
And crazy.
So you baked your way out of 5,000-plus orders. Yes. So you're handling your backlog on 3 hours of sleep. And your message in that video was thanks, which I think is amazing. And on March 28th, you announced your expanded team and your message is, come on Easter. And then you said something that I wish every young person in every middle school, high school, college can hear. I mean, you are such a lesson, which was put the work in, head down, grind it out.
Oh, wow.
Just awesome. Just awesome. Wow. And so, practicing what you preach, you go right into the blitz, which is Bake-a-thon 2.
Wow.
Right? Yes. And that's on the 31st. And so on April 1st, you set a record. What was it?
So
that you shipped 305 cheesecakes, right?
We got 300. And so our whole shipping process, thank you, God, for evolution, because we feel like we went from the Flintstones to the Jetsons So yeah, we have evolved tremendously with our shipping. But that day was monumental because we had our daddy there. We had our brother there, Sissy and I, of course, children, and we were able to get out 300 plus orders in a day. That was major.
That is stunning. So CNN picked you up some coverage on April 4th. And so looks like from your history on Facebook, that was just a whole lot of taking and baking and shipping. And on May 13th, you announced an upgrade to your order system and a bigger kitchen. So that had to be exciting.
Yes, our evolution was fun. You know, we still are needing upgrades, but we've been blessed to be able to move to spaces that we can maintain, learn lessons, and grow. You have to start somewhere. So our journey is hilarious to me in that, you know, we were able to pull it off. So it's fun. And I'm so glad you were able to go back and see all of that.
I loved every minute of it. And I feel like I need to bring my family over to meet yours because I feel like I know yours. So I want to get to June 6th and 7th because you're just getting to your 5 months anniversary and you're in Atlanta with Usher. Because, yeah, that happens all the time. But here's tell the folks what you were doing down there.
Well, we were able to connect with Usher's New Look when they bought. OK, so what Usher's New Look does is they provide services, education and training to the underserved youth. So those youth who may not get be able to take advantage of financial workshops,
sure,
take advantage of internships, they actually go out and service those youth. And it's across the country that they're able to do that. And they travel with the children and they expose them. So they came here to the Washington, D.C. area first. And they called us and we were able to go out and speak to the children. And then we were invited to Atlanta for their 20th year anniversary. And we provided cheesecakes to Usher, his organization, and some of the youth there. So it was so super exciting to be able to see what these young people are doing.
Sure. And then on June 7th, you did a pop-up for Southern University, right?
Yes. My alma mater. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, give it a woot-woot.
There in Atlanta, also the chapter there of alumni, they invited us to come in and we donated a portion of the cheesecake sold to their scholarship fund. So that was a really big honor.
And I just got to say this, you know, being blessed to have my own business, you know, I'm looking at this and you're 5 months in and in this precise moment, you're focused on giving back, not growing. That's rare stuff. You know, that is so honorable, so commendable. But it's not really the first time for you guys because during the furlough, you were looking for ways to help people, taking gift cards and food to people, right?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we were invited to a town hall meeting actually with furloughed workers back in January. And we were honored to try to help in any way we can. And, you know, what we thought might not be as much as we would want it to be, giving out gas cards brought a lot of federal employees to tears. And we just wanted to help because we're still federal workers at that moment and we were still on furlough status. So it was an honor to give back.
Bless your hearts. So June is a big news month as we go through the history. Because you've got the Walmart announcement and NPR interview. Talk a little bit about that.
Now, NPR, I was intimidated by NPR, and I don't quite know why.
Really?
I was. CNN, I guess I felt like I was on a field trip when we were at CNN.
I was intimidated at CNN.
Because you just learn so much being that, you know, this is not what we were ever exposed to. But NPR, for whatever reason, I think a little intimidated. They were wonderful. Our interview was great. And again, it allowed us to be exposed to a different group of people, just being able to tell them, you know, that you don't have to allow your circumstance to dictate what you do. You know, you're in charge of what it is that you do, and you can't sit back and just allow yourself to crumble based on a circumstance. But I was intimidated at NPR. I have to be truthful.
I just can't envision you being intimidated. That's a breakthrough. So speaking of breakthroughs, July marked a breakthrough for you because you're cranking, you have backlogs covered, and now you have inventory, right?
Yes, we were really blessed to be able to start to have inventory after shipping out thousands of cheesecakes. So we were able to get a little bit ahead. And so, yeah, July was amazing. July, yeah, that was like, yeah, that was a really big month for us.
Well, especially since July 30th is what?
National Cheesecake Day.
And you go to National Harbor and you sell everything in a minute.
I know.
It was so much fun.
That was a crazy day. Media-wise, we had interviews that day. We had the Fox 5 interview in the morning. Then we had like one, two, three interviews on the radio, or two, three.
I don't even know.
Three interviews that right after that on Radio 1 stations. Then we got to over to the harbor.
To it the was carousel. Amazing. The funnest part of that day was to be able to talk to our customers. And some folks were in from out of town, of course, over at the National Harbor. Mm-hmm. And to meet different people, it was just so was much so fun. That was a great, great day.
It was.
Not to mention the Cheesecake Day. Come on.
There you go. So now we're into August. You've got the Morning Hustle interview. Was that fun?
Absolutely. That's Angie.
Oh my God.
We were able to go to the studio and spend time talking to Miss Angie Ann. That was great fun.
That was fun.
She's hilarious.
And, you know, it just keeps rolling for you guys because September rolls around. You have NBC News with Pat Lawson Muse. That's a big deal. And you posted the video of actually buying a cheesecake at Walmart.
Walmart!
How did that feel?
Oh, insane. Like, we're looking at the logo like, that's us. That's really us. That's our cheesecake.
Yeah, it was. Wow. Now, on a much, much lesser note, in that same month, you did get an order from a fan. And even with all of the amazing things that were happening for you, you took the time to personally deliver the order to us here at Serving News to Serve. That still blows me away. The team talks about it. I was the coolest guy ever for a day. So I'm very grateful for that. So let's get to October because we're starting to get to some really, really interesting things. And there's one thing in October that is just so massive, so big. It might be, at least from my perspective, the biggest thing of all. And that is that you do a pop-up on the 14th and you have specialty cheesecakes there. And one of them is Snickers.
Yeah.
Okay. That one was just for me. So I was so excited. So moving on. On October 23rd, WSA Channel 9, this is my take on it. You had a cooking show. That was a cooking show. Yeah. You took people and you helped them learn how to cook stuff for your cheesecake. It was awesome.
Aw, thank you.
It was fun to go through the recipe of, you know, enhancing the sweet potato cheesecake.
Not that it needs it.
That, you know, sure. that rum whipped cream.
Oh my God.
Yes. I watched that a couple times, and this is all I have to say. Food Network, call your service. There are new stars in town. In less than 10 months, you heard it here first, folks. Cheesecake Forever, starring Nikki and Jackie. Come on, ladies, say it with me. Cheesecake Forever.
Cheesecake Forever.
There we go. So, you know, here's the thing. It is just anybody who takes the time to look, it is so clear that you're super smart, super hard workers. You're amazingly faithful. Mm-hmm. But you also have this profound philosophy that it's not about getting rich. Can you share that? Because people need to hear that.
Oh, boy.
You know, I have to commend our parents and the way they reared us, mm-hmm. because life is not about what you can get. It's about what you leave. Mm-hmm. And so for us, we want to be able to build our communities and leave a legacy. And of course, you have to hustle. You have to get out there and work and hustle. But it's not to just get things for yourself. It's to leave behind something for someone else.
I have to agree with that 100%. I mean, honestly, never worked this hard a day in my life. And I feel like we've been hard workers, but this cheesecake thing took us to a whole nother level of sweat, blood, and tears.
Oh, and absolutely. Because in spite of everything that's happened, you still do a lot of pop-up appearances.
Oh my gosh. Oh. We have one tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I know this one story about a Furlough Cheesecake super fan that Sweet Tooth stalked you. Ended up showing up at Clinton with his bride. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine somebody?
Oh, he was amazing, but his bride, she was so beautiful.
I'm saying she loved her.
Yes, folks, that was me. And full disclosure, this story really captured my heart. So I'm dialing back here a little bit to September. And I really wanted to get in touch with Nikki and Jackie because I hadn't seen the story all in one place. And I just felt it was so important, and I hope other people grab this and get the whole story together. They'll do it 10,000 times better than I've done it here. But I just wanted to see if I could connect with them and talk to them. And I knew they were super busy, so I took a flyer and I bought cheesecakes for my whole operations team. And as I said before, Nikki and Jackie are truly awesome. They delivered them to the office. Check out our Facebook feed and you'll see it. But here's what led to me ending up in Clinton that day, because I came home and I say to my wife, you know, oh, it was so awesome. You know, we did this and they delivered the cheesecake. And she looked at me for a second and she goes, so where's the cheesecake?
Oh,
because I bought it for the team. And hey, you guys know you got your own business now. Sometimes you forget yourself a little bit. Uh-huh. So that's how we ended up in Clinton to get to that pop-up. So now I guess the big question as we start to wrap up here a little bit that I have for you is what's next for y'all?
The sky is the limit.
I love that. Okay, then I'm going to put you on the spot with that and say, what is your dream for this? So you close your eyes. Your X number of years out, what do you want it to be?
Okay, so I would love to have brick and mortar, of course. Mm-hmm. In that brick and mortar, I would love to have a manufacturing space so that we can employ some folks within our community and really take charge of manufacturing and sending our product out.
Okay.
And realize I would like to go into the airports and see a cheesecake and coffee stand at all the airports, and it's a Furlough Cheesecake, and we, you know, people who are dropping in and out of town, no matter where they are, can get a taste of the Furlough Cheesecake.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I want all of that. And then I also would like to see us in cafes, of course, all over, not just here, but having our own cafe actually would see us in a great big mobile home bus with a crew, uh-huh, and going around to different cities across the country, sharing a slice of smile. And of course, we would have to have some sort of nexus where we're able to give back in whatever city we go to. But just wanting to share the goodness and share what God gave us, this cheesecake, with the whole world.
You know, I knew it was going to be an awesome answer. I just didn't know it was going to be that awesome. And you know, if you think about it, You're in some pretty awesome company, because a couple of my favorite stories about people that had adversity and went into an entrepreneurial setting relative to Sweet Treats and things like that, Wally Amos and Debbie Fields. So, mm-hmm, you know, you are definitely you're definitely in some great company. And I mean this from my heart. I can't think of anybody who deserves that kind of success more than you two. You're just truly amazing people. And as I said, my bride was invaluable in helping me get ready for this. And she says we need to bring our family over there so you can meet our crew, because you feel like we know yours. So folks, if you're listening, listen up. If you have to pause this podcast to do it, go to thefurloughcheesecake.com. Order 10.
Right.
Eat them. Give them as gifts. Cheesecake slices make great stocking stuffers.
All right.
Indeed.
Yes, they do.
These,
can we hire you?
These, sure. These are the rare combination of great people, great hearts, great mission, great product. We're honored to know them. Nikki and Jackie, I really can't thank you enough for coming on my little podcast here. I hope it's done your story justice, because that story is amazing, just like you.
Thank you so much. We so look forward to our continued relationship.
Yes.
Oh, so you'll come back for an update as things get even more awesome?
Absolutely.
Okay, deal. Then I promise I will sweet tooth stalk you again and surprise you at a pop-up.
As long as you bring Mary with you.
Absolutely. She'll leave me at home before that happens. Okay, so folks, thanks. We're wrapping it up now. We are Serving Those Who Serve. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on the YouTube channel, and remember to share it with your friends and strangers, and remember to go to thefurloughcheesecake.com. Seriously, we have regular listeners right now, so think of your Fed friends. Text them this link. If each one will reach one, we can help more Feds, and there's no better way to help Feds than with cheesecake. Right, Nikki and Jackie?
Yes,
cheesecake forever.
You know, and tell your friends about the Furlough Cheesecake as well. Check us out on Twitter and LinkedIn. Don't forget our seminars every month around the DMV featuring the guru Ed Zerndorfer. For more information on that, go to the SCWServe.com, click seminars and events. Be sure to read Ed every month in the Fed Zone. So, and again, thefurloughcheesecake.com. Oh, wait a minute. Is it the or the? Is it the Furlough Cheesecake or the Furlough Cheesecake?
The
Furlough Cheesecake. There you go. So for Nikki, Jackie, the crew of Serving This Serve, and me, Dan Sipe, good luck, Godspeed, and as always, remember, it's your Fed life. Make it a good one, because you deserve it. And the best way to make it better is with the Furlough Cheesecake. We are out.
Thank you for listening to the Fed Life Podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Serving Those Who Serve or Raymond James. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors Incorporated. Serving Those Who Serve is not a registered broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Neither Raymond James Financial Services nor any Raymond James Financial Advisor renders advice on tax issues. These matters should be discussed with the appropriate professional. Investing involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected, including diversification and asset allocation.
Raymond James is not affiliated and does not endorse the opinions or services of any of the quoted professionals or their respective firms. Any opinions are those of Dan Sipe and not necessarily those of RJFS or Raymond James. This case study is for illustrative purposes only. Individual cases will vary.